بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بايعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. متفق عليه. هذا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله تعالى عنه. He is the narrator of this hadith. It's a short hadith. But Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala was a very handsome sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in some narrations, ulama have mentioned him as Yusufu hadhi al-Ummah, the Yusuf of this Ummah, because of his handsomeness. He accepted Islam, he embraced Islam towards the latter part of Rasulullah's life, either the 9th or the 10th year of the after the Hijrah. Regarding him, he mentions that مَا حَجَبَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُنْذُ أَسْلَمْتُ. Since I accepted Islam from that day, whenever I went towards Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never stopped me from joining his gatherings and joining his company. And whenever he saw me, he smiled at me. So this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He accommodated this sahabi and he always smiled at him. It's regarding this sahabi that Rasulullah once said, who is going to relieve me from Dhul Khalasa? Dhul Khalasa was an idol or a temple which the Arabs had built in Yemen to try and divert, or it was in opposition to the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarrama, when they could not see that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala making Umrah, etc. So in opposition to this, they built this Kaaba, so-called Kaaba, which is known as Al-Kaaba Al-Yamaniyya. And in this place, they had idols. Rasulullah SAW said, who is going to rid this and remove all this? So Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala, he stood up, he said, Ya Rasulullah SAW, I will do so. But I have a problem, I'm not stable on the horse, I fall off the horse. So Rasulullah SAW struck him on his chest, and Rasulullah SAW made dua for him. Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan. Oh Allah, make him a guide to people and make him be guided. And when he rode this horse, he rode it very swiftly, without any problems. He went and he destroyed the idols and this entire temple. He burnt it, charred it to the ground, and he came back and reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was very pleased with Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala. So in this hadith, he says, بَايَعْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَىٰ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. I pledged allegiance. When I took bay'ah to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I took bay'ah on these things. عَلَىٰ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. I will establish salah. Salah will be part and parcel of my life. I will never be negligent regarding my salah. وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And giving and discharging my zakat. وَنُصْحِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. And I will be a well-wisher to every Muslim. I'll truly stick to every Muslim. I will never let him down. I will never deceive any Muslim. I will never lie to him. I will never cheat him. I will always be a well-wisher. I will desire the best for every Muslim. And he had sent his servant to purchase a horse for him. And the servant comes back with the horse. He says, how much you paid? He says, I paid 300 dirhams. So he said, no, you paid too less for this horse. I need to give the seller more money. So he's taking back this horse and he's going back to the seller with the khadim. And people ask him, where are you going to? He says, no, I need to pay more for this horse. Nonetheless, he goes to the seller. He says, I need to give you more. He says, okay, that's fine. I'll give you 400. The seller said, I'm happy with it. Then Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu looks at it and says, no, I think he deserves more. 500, 600, 700 to 800, from 300 dirhams, he now pays 800 dirhams. As he's going back, people ask him, how much you paid? He said, I paid 800 dirhams. He said, a majnoon anta, are you gone crazy? Are you gone insane? He says, no, I'm not insane. When I pledge allegiance to Rasulullah SAW, I pledge allegiance that I will establish salat, I will discharge zakat, I will be a well-wisher to every Muslim. And I honestly feel that this horse, is the value of this horse is 800 dirhams, and therefore I paid this amount. Will we get any person today like this who purchases any item and for a cheap price and then goes back to the seller and pays him so much more, really feeling that this car that I have purchased or this item I have purchased or this house I have purchased deserves, or the value is much more? These were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us these beautiful qualities. And again, important thing Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brought us this, in this chapter, regarding discharging zakat, which is very, very integral in our, in part of our arkan of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.